This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Caleb, what a man. What an example of what God wants each of us to be. To do a study of his life, first collect information about him, correlate it into an outline, and then crystallize what you learn into some applications. Consider these facts about Caleb in Joshua 14. He was chosen as one of the spies to check out the Promised Land. He and Joshua gave a minority report and challenge. Though overruled by the majority, these two men stood firm. God honored them by allowing them to be the only ones of their generation to enter the Promised Land. Caleb fought with his fellow Israelites to drive out the inhabitants of Canaan so they could possess the land. Then he asked for his own portion. At 85 years old, he wanted to take a territory for himself in the hill country where the giants lived. Still trusting in the Lord as the basis of his success, he was not disappointed. Hebron became his possession. Having collected information about him, now let's correlate it into an outline. Caleb was a man of conviction. This is stated in verse 7. I brought him back a report according to my convictions. He was a man of consistency. It says in verse 8, I, however, followed the Lord my God wholeheartedly. He was also a man of courage. He says, now give me this hill country that the Lord promised me that day. There are giants in that territory, but that's what he wanted. And if needs be, he would fight the giants. In spite of his age, he was up for that challenge. We'll continue the study in our next visit.